Hypnagogue Podcast 381. Why not, right?
Thank you. Natural fiber clothing, it all worn away, and it was just, it was bare. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, there's another one of those flows that I chose not to interrupt as we made our way through various landscapes of music. Hi, I'm John Shanahan. I'm your host here at the Hypnagogue Podcast. Thank you, as always, for taking the time to download and listen. 15 big tracks this time. Let's talk about the music. We opened up with Magnaphon from the Terrarium release with Terra. After that, Dialab, who you've heard here before, with Atoms for Peace from Electronic Intelligence. And then a little bit of an outlier to what we do here on Hypnagogue Podcast, Core Deluxe. More of a shoegaze dream pop kind of thing going on there, complete with lyrics and everything, all those things that we don't normally do. But I'll tell you what, I took a listen to this album, which is called Media, and I was hooked. And I was playing something from it, and what I played was a track called Whose Side. It happens sometimes. I hope you liked it as well. It wasn't too intrusive, blah, blah, blah. You're here. You got through it. You're good. After that, it was Cut, or more like dot, cut, dot. Not sure how we're supposed to say that. With the track 200 Dead Bodies on Mount Everest. What a cheery title. And that is from the Sinister release. After that, Tigerius with... You know what? I'm leaving this in because I like people to know how clueless I am sometimes. Okay, apostrophe T, then capital G-E-R-U-I-S. Tigerius. You pronounce it the way you want to. I'm going to move on. Because now I have to try to say Verzengend, which I'm assuming is the way you pronounce it, V-E-R-Z-E-N-G-E-N-D. It's a spelling lesson. It's a podcast. It's all these things. That was from the album Slow Dance on Moss Beds, which is something that I can pronounce. And now we're going to come up to another title that I'm not sure I know how to pronounce properly. So it's from B. Ashra. Excuse me. Jumped right over one. Let's talk about Origen. O-R-O-G-E-N. Origen. Good Christ, why does he do a show? He doesn't have any idea what's happening. The track was called Canopy. That was from Societal Eye. Here's the one that I wasn't sure how to pronounce. I know how to pronounce B. Ashra, because that's easy. But the track was called... Wow, number one, I have not been drinking. Number two, I have had coffee. It is decaf, long story, but it's not working. B. Ashra, with the track... Emu in MC Palm. That's emu, like the bird. In capital M, lowercase c. So it's not like an MC Palm. It's Mick. It's MC. I'm saying Mick. I'm saying MC. I don't know. And then Palm. P-O-M-M. And that is from the Satellites release, which is a reworking of a live set that B. Ashra did at a festival back in 2017. After that, why do I do this to myself? Corrado Maria De Santis was Standing Under Storms from Ruins. Then it was Brett Colombo. Let me tell you something about Brett Colombo. Brett and I worked together for about 5 years, going back about 12 years now. I've been with another company for 7 years. But great guy, amazing designer. And one day at work, he let it slip that he was also an electronic musician. And you have heard him here once before, a ways back, actually back on episode 171, where he was actually recording under another name, Beezer. But he got a hold of me recently to say that he had finally decided to stop sitting on his music. He hadn't really released anything. That track that I had played was up on SoundCloud, and that was it. He finally decided, you know what, take the leap, put your stuff out there. He sent me the link to his album, The Wings Sprout from the Ears, The Brain Flies into the Sun, which clearly wins album title of the episode. And I knew Brett was pretty good. This album is really, really good. It's only 18 minutes long. It's well worth your time, whether or not the guy's a friend of mine. I was really blown away by this track. I don't want to. So that is Brett Colombo. And to Brett, I say, I'm so glad that you decided to put this stuff out there because it deserves to be heard. After Brett came Jens Polly from the 1989 release with the track Slope. and it was Burn Shoal with Seduction from Quiet Time. We got a little smooth jazz kind of thing going on there. Track was a little bit sexy, don't you think? After that, Adrian Copeland with the title track from If This Were My Body. Then John Pucheli, the John Pucheli Ensemble. His most recent release is called Change. That was An Alternate Green World. Little bit of new agey piano after that from Ed Basil. Basil or Bazell? Ed, you tell me. Let's call it Ed Basil. That was Old Friends. The album is The London Sessions. And we closed out with Carlos Dengler and Summit Bid from Ecospheres. And then your host babbled and tripped and stumbled through the voiceover at the end of the show and showed people why this show is not remarkably popular. But you know what? We have a good time. You know what to expect. If you've been listening for a while, you know what to expect. If you've just started listening, this is what you can expect. It's more about the music than it is about me, folks. So ignore the parts with me on them, or just enjoy them for the weirdness that it tends to be. It happens every 2 weeks, you know. It really does. And you should be subscribing. Just head to your favorite podcatcher, put in Hypnagogue Podcast. Boom, there I am. It's real easy to get. And then every 2 weeks, you get 90 minutes of the best ambient, electronic, and contemporary instrumental music. Come back in 2 weeks. I'm going to do it again. I'm going to attempt to be a little bit more professional. Weirdly, because I don't normally do this, I kind of know a little bit about next episode because I've been thinking about it. We're actually going to start off with some flute music. I've gotten a lot of flute music recently, so I'm going to pick up somewhere else there. And I found an artist that I should not have forgotten because of who he is in the overall kind of hypnagogue picture, but I kind of did. But I'm going to put him in there as well. And then, you know what? Three episodes from then, 384, it's the birthday show. Hypnagogue is turning 14, right? Started in 2009. I always do the math wrong on this. So that'll probably be a two-hour show where I will most likely just really dig into the library to celebrate the wonder and the joy that is the Hypnagogue podcast. So be here for all of these things. Subscribe. Just subscribe. It's easy. And I will see you in 2 weeks. My friends, until then, I bid you all peace and power.